affiliated campaign. What is it you need from my listeners? We have a lot of listeners who are probably just now engaging in this race, this U.S. Senate race. Can you tell me what it is you need and how folks can help you and how can they reach out to you?
Well, you can reach out to me through my website, nvsenateseat.com. And this is going to be crazy. I have a donation button. I don't want your money. I'm 25 days away from an election. I need to get known. And I've actually got some people in town who are pretty well known who called me up and said, hey, I want to donate. And I said, I don't want your money. I said, I want you to take that Rolodex you have. That's dating me, right? Rolodex.
Wow. Dated reference.
List. Yeah.
Yeah. So very email. Yesterday.
Take that email list of friends, family, vendors, business people, everybody, and send them an email that says, hey, look, you need to look at this guy, go to his website. And that's all I'm really asking people to say, because I know politics are so contentious these days that you can't be a Republican and talk to your Democrat kids or your Democrat uncle and vice versa. So just go look at my website. Vote for me if you agree with me, right? And I think people need to remember that your vote's your own. You know, you're not, you could be a Republican, Democrat, you could be unaffiliated, you could be an independent. It's still your vote. You can go in there and say, well, I'm Democrat, but, you know, I might just vote for this guy. And you don't have to go tell anybody because it's in secret, right? So that's what I need them to know. Go to my website, look at what I'm doing. I don't need you to donate. I've got what I've got going. And I think it just might be enough to get me there.
Barry Lindemann, best of luck. We'll be looking to see what you do on election night. If you'll be celebrating, that's 25 nights from tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. And we'll talk again.
Appreciate the time. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Barry Lindemann, candidate, unaffiliated candidate for U.S. Senate. Man, you want to talk about an uphill battle. But he says he's going to fight it. He's going to fight it to the end. Very good. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
In the last 11 plus years, I've made a lot of really great friends. But a married couple in Summerlin are extra special because they convinced me I didn't have to live with hearing loss. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not across a crowded room, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. My friends told me to get tested, to get my hearing tested. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Havana Express Cuban Kitchen and Bakery, located at 2590 East Tropicana Avenue, serving breakfast specials from 8 to 11 a.m. daily. That's right, open 7 days a week, serving delicious Cuban food. Stop in and enjoy delicious baked goods. That's inside the Havana Express Cuban Kitchen and Bakery, located at 2590 East Tropicana Avenue. Open 7 days a week, serving breakfast specials from 8 to 11 a.m. daily. Order ahead at 702-722-2918. 20% off for all Uber and Lyft drivers.
I'm Major Sam Peters, Republican nominee for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. It's time to send someone to D.C. that'll fight for America first in Congress. This election cycle, don't forget, Democrats gave us massive inflation, $5 gas, millions of illegal immigrants, increased crime, lies, mandates, and silence from our federal representative. Not on my watch. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for America first. I'll bring down inflation, secure our borders, and hold our government accountable. Because enough is enough. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
And by the way, Barry Lindemann isn't the only United States Senate candidate that we're going to be talking to, because we're going to be talking to Adam Laxalt, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. My guess is, I think even the best optimist for Barry Lindemann would admit that he is a long shot to overtake Adam Laxalt. But who knows? Crazier things have happened in an election year. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by the Score app.
No shit.
Vegas Golden Knights, 1-0 winners at home over Chicago last night. Vegas perfect in two games this season. Paul Cotter had the only goal. Logan Thompson with 27 saves in the shutout. Tomorrow night, Vegas visits Seattle. The 1-4 Raiders have the bye this weekend. They'll take on the Texans at home Sunday, October 23rd. Vegas coming off Monday night's 30-29 loss at Kansas City. UNLV football's home this Saturday night against Air Force. The Running Rebels are second in the Mountain West Division, 2-1 in conference play, 4-2 overall. Nevada football looking to snap a four-game losing skid. They're on the road at Hawaii this weekend. The Wolfpack opened the season with a pair of wins. They're 0-2 in conference play. Hawaii 0-1 in the conference, 1-5 overall. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, I'll tell you what, those lane restrictions on Interstate 15 southbound are causing a little bit of congestion right now. Do expect some reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort area of Interstate 15 southbound, especially averaging about 45 to 50 miles per hour. Also, delays on the 215 west beginning around Gillespie right now because of the slow merging traffic transitioning from Interstate 215 west to Interstate 15 northbound. And ahead of that in your journey, 24/7 lane restrictions continue on Interstate 15 northbound, and that's between Warm Springs and Hacienda. Should be done after the weekend, though.
Hey, have you heard the latest Steve Sisolak scandal?
You mean the cover-up and federal investigation about that COVID testing scandal?
That one's all over the news, but no, there's another one. He's hooked up with our county commissioner, Justin Jones, on this one. Sisolak traded his vote for a political favor, and the deal was orchestrated by Justin Jones. Now the whole scam is in court.
Sounds like two dirty politicians, if you ask me.
Yep. And Jones was caught trying to destroy the evidence about the Sisolak scandal.
Of course he was.
This is the same guy who had a judge say he tried to deceive the court and said Jones had serious violations of candor.
Sisolak and Jones, what a pair.
Justin Jones is up for re-election this November. Can't imagine why anyone would vote for this guy.
Won't be getting my vote.
Mine either. Paid for by Stronger Nevada PAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Did you see what happened to Alex Jones? This is weird. I'm not a big Alex Jones fan, okay? I don't get up in the middle of the night to hear him. But I will say this, $965 billion, or $1 million, almost $1 billion in a judgment, relative to Sandy Hook. And it's incredible what has happened to this man. He has not killed anybody. He said he simply is a conspiracy theorist. And I'm going to tell you something. I really dislike what's being done to this man. He did not kill anybody at Sandy Hook. He didn't. This was Alex Jones last night with Eric Bolling, because a lot of people are asking if InfoWars is going to have to be shut down because he owes $1 billion and the families are going to get all of it. This was Alex Jones with Eric Bolling on Newsmax last night. Here it is.
And I want to get into some more depth in just a second, but let's stay on this. But does the judgment prohibit you from, you know, going forward with InfoWars? Is InfoWars going to have to shut down because of the platforming and whatever, however they may garnish anything you make going forward if they do?
No, actually, we got deplatformed 4 years ago when we were basically the biggest show in the world. And I'm not bragging, it was bigger than Joe Rogan is. Currently, we had conservatively 25, 30 million individual people coming either to radio stations or the website every day. So, yes, the deplatforming cut that back, but our core audience grew over time. And now with these show trials, it's exploded back to 5, 6, 7 million people a day. And so it's really backfired on them. And that's why the plaintiff's lawyers, the same ones that sued Remington into oblivion and just got $73 million for their people, this group came out and said in a press conference to my listeners, don't buy his products, don't support him, because we're going to shut him down. See, they don't even want money for their plaintiffs. They want to shut us down. So I'm in Chapter 11 subchapter 5 bankruptcy, which is not a liquidation, it's a reorganization. So as long as I want to work basically for free, I mean, instead of making $2 million a year, I'll make $500,000 a year under it. I'm happy to do that. InfoWars will continue on because the bankruptcy is going to be successful as long as listeners and people support us. So then right. any profit for the next 5 years will go to them. So the answer is no. When they get up there and say he's shut down, it's over, all this, InfoWars in the Chapter 5 will reorganize and stay on air. And then I personally will be attacked. They'll personally come after my money. Good luck. Under Texas law, can't get my house, can't get my car. I'm not into a bunch of stuff. I'm not into fancy garbage, so I don't give a damn. I care about free speech. So Mark Twain once said, rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated, and that is exactly what I'm saying here. And to quote John Paul Jones, the founder of the U.S. Navy, when his ship, one-third the size of the British ship, was sinking, they held a cross on their bullhorn and said, are you ready to surrender? He said, surrender, I've only begun to fight. And so InfoWars has only begun to fight. People can find the forbidden information at InfoWars.com.
There you do. I don't agree with Alex Jones on much, but I think this was a little extreme. Anyway, joining us now, I'm always happy to have him on, my buddy Tommy White, the business manager, Laborers Union Local 872, and he joins us. Hard to believe it. We've got a 2-0 hockey team, two games in. How about that, huh?
Well, at least we have one team starting off good winning, right? So, can't say that much for our Raiders, but hopefully they'll
yeah.
be better on.
Yeah, let me just ask you. We were worried in the offseason that we didn't have a goaltender, and now Logan Thompson has had two pretty solid games, and you got to wonder, maybe we do have a new goaltender, a good one.
I think I believe we have a very good goaltender, and you know, one of the things that if you watch our fan base in Las Vegas with the Golden Knights. How the fan base is now changing from the original team fan base to some of the newer player fan bases. And, you know, yeah, you know, our players get traded, but, you know, some of the newer fans that never really supported a team before because we didn't have one, they had to understand how it works when it comes to professional sports. So I think the Golden Knights are off to a good start.
I want to ask you about the Raiders, only because you are good friends with Mark Davis and Raiders ownership and management. I don't think they expected to get off to a 1-4 start.
No, not at all. And, you know, I think that the team had very early on, starting off when everybody was watching the preseason, you know, what we seem to forget when we watch the preseason is we're watching very eager, very hungry new players. And then once we start off the regular season game, they go ahead and they go, you know, with their players. I think they should use somebody, the more hungry, the more aggressive players that have started off in the preseason, start using those players during the regular season games early on, and try to get the team boosted up that way.
Any advice for Josh McDaniels after five games?
No, I think he just needs to you know, hold his tongue and really hope that they can pull the next game off that's, you know, here in town on the 23rd.
I want to ask you, because we're 25 days away from Election Day, 8 days away from early voting. Do you tell your members, I mean, we always hear these stories about unions and how the union tells their membership how to vote on Election Day. You don't do that, do you?
No. We give our members a lot of options. Like, for instance, we had Sheriff Lombardo at our union hall last night. He did a fantastic job. My members gave him a standing ovation. 2 weeks prior to that, we had Governor Sisolak at our union hall. He gave us a proclamation for celebrating 85 years. But, you know, just, you know, my members, because we don't heavily push some of their issues, I mean, my members don't believe in a lot of that crap that they show on TV. You know, we're a little bit, we consider ourselves a lot smarter than that. Last night was a great turnout for Joe Lombardo. You know, my members, like I said, they gave the stands an ovation. Now, they gave stands and ovations to Governor Sisolak before also. But to listen to Sheriff Lombardo, the way he's not a politician, and that's the best thing about him. He's not a, you know, he's not going to tell you what you want to hear. He's going to tell you what he feels and how and what needs to happen with our state. And I believe that's what my members appreciated most.
And will you endorse a number of candidates? Do you have a slate of candidates that you're recommending to the general public?
So we will send out a list probably beginning of next week, because early voting is, you know, people already started getting their ballots, I guess. We will send out a list of some of the candidates who we believe is going to be on our side when it comes to some of the labor issues. As far as the governor's race, after seeing our membership last night and seeing our membership 2 weeks ago with Governor Sisolak, we've decided today to do a phone poll based on all of our members, and we are going to go with what the phone poll says. And this way we get every member's opinion, not just the ones that show up at a union meeting. And whoever our phone poll is who we're going to endorse. But then we also tell our members that they need to vote where their heart is. We don't want everybody just to think that because they're part of this union that they need to vote with the way the union is recommending. Because, you know, listen, we don't always have the best recommendations when it comes to politics. We learned that a few years back, and that's why we didn't endorse a president for the United States.
Wow. Well, it's going to be fun down the stretch. I know we're going to talk again before Election Day, but you have yourself a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And just remember, we're not going to have to look at another Raider loss this weekend because they're not playing.
Well, no, we're not.
Hey,
let's just keep our fingers crossed for the 23rd.
There you go. I'm with you. Thank you, man. Tommy, have a great weekend, okay?
All right, we'll talk soon.
There you go, Tommy White, business manager, Labor's Union, Local 872. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 15th and runs through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Las Vegas, you deserve more. And with United Healthcare, you'll get more. Annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. So call United Healthcare today. Whether you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time or looking to change your coverage during the annual enrollment period, with United Healthcare, it's easier than ever to get more for your Medicare dollar. With great benefits like $0 copays on covered prescriptions, $0 copays on primary care, $3,000 toward covered dental services, and much more. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, Las Vegas. So speak to a licensed sales agent today. They'll help you find a plan with more benefits, a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Just call 1-888-CALL-UHC. That's 1-888-CALL-UHC. That number again, 1-888-CALL-UHC. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Everybody grab your surfboard and head to the beach.
Vacation is here.
Beach party tonight. Back by popular demand, the showroom at South Point presents that surfer dude who's been surfing and singing for decades, Frankie Avalon. October 14th to the 16th. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charged by phone 702-797-8055. Get your tickets now, as this show is selling out fast.
Catherine Cortez Masto has been caught in lie after lie, blanketing our state with ads even the liberal mainstream media calls false and misleading. I'm Adam Laxalt. Catherine Cortez Masto's claims about me just don't hold up. I've never been a lobbyist in my life, and I was the first attorney general to take on Big Pharma, hold them accountable for the opioid crisis, and win. Catherine Cortez Masto is running on lies because her record is nothing but failure. She votes with Joe Biden almost 100% of the time. And the result? Higher prices, higher crime, open borders. I fought for America and Iraq. I fought for Nevada as Attorney General. Now I'm fighting for my family and yours. We have to save America from Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Catherine Cortez Masto. I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love it when the left turns on itself. I really honestly do. I love it. For instance, AOC was heckled Wednesday night. Did you hear about this? This is incredible. This was a Wednesday night town hall in New York, in New York City. In fact, let's go to cut four. Let's go to cut four. This is AOC being heckled by her own people at her